Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and I have some important news. I had to get on and make a live video about this to discuss this. This is such an important topic, and not enough people are talking about this, folks, and it's extremely important for our health and to understand what's happening out there. So I wanted to come in here and talk about this and hopefully stir up some conversation because people need to discuss this and understand about this. This goes way beyond what they're doing with the flu shot and vaccines and vaccinations. This is what everything's leading up to. So I've been talking about now for several years and more this year than ever before, but even for several years now about the whole idea of vaccines and the whole plan all along what it's been. And I continue to stand by what I'm saying. And now that the proof is just out, it's becoming more and more clear. Now is the time to get healthy. And now is the time to change our outlook on what it means to build our immune system and not let our minds get just crazy by the government and what the government's saying. This is not the first video I have talking about this, but it needs to be heard. What happens is, and the plan is of the vaccine industry is, it is to just destroy human life, not save it. Destroy human life. Now, I don't know every single reason behind that of why, but I do know some obvious reasons of money, power, and greed, and so on. And some of you might not get this yet, but this is what's happening. And I'm going to get right to it, and then I'm going to explain some more what the plan is and what is happening. And all of this is just something that the I want to say that the Holy Spirit told me what's going to happen and show me, but I can't take credit for that because it is just clear. It is clear of what's going on. So it's partially both. You know, it's a vision. It's a prophecy because nobody's come clear out and said it, right? But you don't need that because it's clear. Sense. I don't want to say common sense, because a common person so dummied down by taking a little minor vaccines when this major vaccine comes out, people are just going to be so, running to the store to get this because of Fearbola. And what I'm talking about today is something called Ebola. Ebola is a virus that many people have forgotten because it's not in the United States right now, but is the most deadly man-made virus in the world. And it's been a testing ground in Africa for many, many years. And it is coming to the United States, back to the United States, because we're already here in 2020. And the only way people are going to be protected from Fearbola, not Ebola, is through taking the vaccine, which I've been telling everybody is going to happen in 2020. Now, this is different than my normal waking up message and telling everybody good morning, great day, and all this stuff. No, I'm warning you. This is a warning. To stop thinking vaccines are helping you. They're not. See, here's the plan all along. See, when I was growing up, as a child, I got vaccinated. But at that time, there weren't many. There weren't many vaccines at all at that time. Today, the average child of a certain so-called age, whenever they started pumping it up, is taking 5 to 10 more times the amount of vaccines that I've taken when I was a little baby. And the stuff that's in these things is terrible. So they're testing it out on babies. Now they're testing these vaccines out on older people. The flu shot is the testing ground to see how far people are willing to go out of fear to pump poison into their body. That's exactly what happened. And now the government's making it mandatory if children want to go to school that they have to take vaccines. They're taking away in states now religious exemptions. That's number two. Then number three, and worst of all, there's going to come a time in 2020, where you will be penalized somehow, some way, if you do not take the deadly Ebola vaccine. You're hearing that from me right now, right here, as your health watchman. There will become a time in 2020 you will be penalized, if not criminalized, if you do not take the Ebola vaccine. And it's all interesting with the political stuff going on today in 2020 and the vaccines and the laws that are being passed and everything else. And now here we see in the news, Merck By the way, I hear Merck, is which was the world's leading drug company, or one of them, is trying to team up. You're not hearing about this in the mainstream media with Monsanto, which has a new name now, and they're trying to create this world power, which they pretty much already created because they have all the money and everything else out there. But in September. It says Merck's Ebola vaccine tees up for FDA date, aiming for its first status. So this is the first big drug maker. Now, there's already an Ebola vaccine in Africa that they're testing out. There have been several already. This is the first big, and this is important, folks. This is the first big drug company, or major drug company, that's going for this approval here on the Ebola vaccine. And why is this so bad? First of all, if you think what you've heard in the media about Ebola and the Ebola virus is bad, this vaccine, they're literally pumping it into people. That's what a vaccine is, folks, with a whole bunch of other garbage and everything else in there as well. But it says here in September 2019, the FDA has accepted an application for approval of Merck's Ebola vaccine V920. Merck will learn whether the FDA will approve V920 by mid-March, giving it a shot to become the first company to receive clearance to sell a vaccine against the virus in the U.S. Do you hear that? So I've been telling people by 2020, the Ebola virus is coming and the vaccine is coming, and the vaccine is going to be more dangerous than the virus. And here we see just in September, a couple of months ago, it's saying by mid-March, it'll have a shot to become the first to receive clearance to sell a vaccine against a virus in the U.S. So now we're starting to see here in the mainstream media, or at least in the media, because that wasn't mainstream, that they're creating Ebola vaccines, not only for the breakouts in Africa, but for the preparation for what they're going to bring to the United States. If they've avoided bringing it to the United States so far this long, with millions of people being affected in Africa, they have complete control of it, right? So how in 2020 is all of a sudden it's going to come here? But don't worry, we have the vaccine waiting for you. It's all planned. It's all planned, folks. It says here, so that was then. That was then. So they're going to try to get status and so on. So now we go here to just a couple of days ago, actually 2 days ago to be precise, and it says here, Merck receives FDA approval for the Ebola vaccine. So in the article we just read, they were seeking that to get it by 2020 of March. March. It's not even 2020 yet. Here we are in December of 2019, and all of a sudden it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said on Thursday it approved a drug maker Merck & Company's Ebola vaccine, Evribo, making it the first authorized vaccine against a deadly virus. The vaccine was used by the World Health Organization in the Congo to help against the Ebola virus. So when you got the FDA involved, the United States is involved. When the United States is involved, they're getting prepared. They're preparing to bring this to the United States. And now I'm not even sure if they're going to wait to 2020. Here we are still a couple of days here before 2020 comes. And they're already talking about the approval that's been bumped up from March now all the way to January. And you might think, well, it does. See, here's another thing. So in the article in September, it said that it was they were seeking a federal date for aiming for the first status, meaning for the first application for the vaccine in the United States against the virus in the United States. And that was mentioned in September. And now in the article, they don't even mention the United States. They just say it's making the first FDA-authorized vaccine against a deadly virus. They completely leave the United States out of that. Why are they leaving the United States out of that? And why are they creating this? Why is an American company getting involved in this if they're not planning on bringing it to the United States? See, they're trying to still hide this from the people of what the plan is. And I was thinking this would happen maybe in the spring of 2020, but now I'm thinking it's going to happen in the next couple of days. I'm thinking in the next couple of days, maybe even we won't even make it to 2020, definitely in the first couple of months of 2020. we're going to see a case of Ebola in the United States. But don't worry, the vaccine is here. In early trials, you'll be lucky to get one of the early trials of the vaccine. And so on. This is not a complicated topic, folks. And neither is Ebola, by the way. If you're doing the right things health-wise, you do not have to worry about the flu. You don't have to worry about anything. And you definitely don't have to worry about Ebola, because people aren't even going to be touching people in this world when the Ebola virus is here. This is serious, folks, because people fear man-made viruses and all this man-made news. That's why I call it Fearbola, instead of understanding that the body was designed a certain way and we can handle this and we could be fine from this. I remember watching the movie Close Encounters, the third con, I think it was. And the people had to go somewhere with a mask because they didn't want to breathe the toxic air that they thought was near the spaceship or whatever. And the mask fell off somebody, but nothing happened. It was just something that they were being told. And people were believing it out of fear. So this is, you know, it's very interesting. And with the laws going now that kids are going to be denied access to schools, that's just the beginning of kids being denied access to schools. What about you being denied access to buy groceries at a grocery store unless you're taking the vaccine? What about you can't even walk in a grocery store unless you have a chip? And in that chip, it says you've taken these chemicals and these drugs. What about that? What about if you put your card in an ATM in this one world money system where they're going to get rid of all the currency and they're going to have only electronic money, and you put your card in the machine, but before you do that, to get access to the machine, you have to scan your hand chip over that machine to be able to have any access to any money. What about that? That's coming. That's going to happen. And then when you finally do figure out a way to avoid getting this chip or whatever, it's still going to have your record saying that you denied the vaccine. What are we going to do then? This is why, folks, it's important to understand how to grow your own food. It's important to save some seeds. It's important to understand how to get clean water. There's going to come a time where you think, well, I'll just avoid that and nobody's going to say anything. No, not only is the government not going to say something, your own neighbors are going to say something because they're so messed up with Fearbola and their misinformation that they're going to think that they're at risk because you and your family decided not to get the vaccines. So your own loving neighbors are the ones that are going to call you out, and your family and everyone else, because they have been misinformed. Or maybe it'll even be a reward for them to speak out against these things. So what are you going to do when the chip says you can't do these things and you're getting arrested or something because these things aren't being done? So these are the things we're facing in 2020, folks. What are you going to do when there's no access, there's no way to turn in your computer unless swiping your hand across your computer screen and a chip is going to read your information? Unless you have the appropriate information, you won't even be on the computer and have any access to the information that's being out there to begin with. What are you going to do again? See, we need to start thinking about these things, because this is the world we're in and this is what's happening. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to prepare you. You know, so this is a big thing. This is a big thing. And there's so many distractions today by what's going on on television, of people being told a vision, which is really being told a lie, because they're just distracting people from the truth of what things going on. The chip is becoming a common household thing in certain parts of Europe now, that they're sticking in people's hands and scanning and getting all people's information. They say, oh, that's just to get their medical information if they get in an accident and have to go to the hospital. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's just to give us more or lose our privileges and just make us follow this world system. This world system. There's only a few ways out, folks. There's only a few ways to avoid this. One thing we need to do is we need to educate ourselves and understand the reality of what's really going on and what's really happening. Completely important. You know, because before, forget about these chips, just giving our information, there's going to come a time when there are going to be chips implanted in our heads that are going to literally be thinking for us. Literally be thinking for us. I don't call it artificial intelligence. I call it artificial stupidity or artificial mass following of society, because that's what's happening. The next thing we need to do is we need to pray. We need to understand there's a creator, and we need to pray to him. And let him to reveal us to where to be safe. And there will be safe spots to go, but it's certainly not going to be in this society where the only way we could even start our car is without a chip in our hand. And on that chip, it has to say we've taken all these deadly vaccinations or something else, or we can't even start our car. Forget about locks on our houses. Without these chips, we can't even get in our own houses. This is real, and this is what's happening, folks. When our neighbors don't even let us in the neighborhood because we haven't gotten the vaccines or something else. So we need to educate, and we need to be educated, and we need to know what's happening on this. And let me put it this way. Let's look at cancer, okay? Cancer is a deadly disease if you let it get to that point. If you let it get to that point, it's a deadly disease. Getting to that point is taking the chemotherapy and all the other treatments, I don't want to call them treatments, they're not a treat, that the doctors will give you to supposedly help cure you. But they're not curing you. I'm surprised there's no cancer vaccine out there already, creating more this cancer than the actual so-called virus. There's information out there, more than enough information of how to avoid cancer for those that are educated, and how to cure cancer for those that are educated. There's more than information up there out there. Somehow these doctors that are doing this are mysteriously dying. And the information isn't getting out there in the mainstream media, and people are fearing cancer. Now, this Ebola, which is it's almost like a quick version of cancer. That's what it is. It's like cancer overnight. And it's out there. And the fear ball of the mind, the people not thinking or preparing themselves. Oh, and I'm putting myself at risk, right? Because if people about talking about the cure for cancer are disappearing suddenly, what's going to happen to somebody like me that's revealing this? That people aren't talking about this, you know? So I don't know what's going to happen on my media outlets, if you'll be able to find me on the media, because they're trying to keep this information down and keep this information closed. But if anyone does want the cure for cancer, by the way, or just to know how to avoid cancer, please follow this channel. Or go to rawlifehealthshow.com. That's the place where you can always follow me, is rawlifehealthshow.com. Rawlifehealthshow.com. And I also have a Patreon page now, patreon.com/Paul Neeson. So if I am on a different media outlet, you can follow me there. But this is true, and this is real, folks. And listen, what they're spraying in the skies, coming out of the planes, pouring them down on us, and that's getting on our food as well, by the way. But what they're putting in our food and putting in the soil, all of this is breaking down the immune system. And it's setting us up for a situation, and our misunderstanding about taking care of our bodies to begin with. And all the drugs that they're pumping in the animals that you are eating, that's getting in your body. You know, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and realize this is truth. And this needs to be spoken about. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But that's all right. That's all right. Because it says in scripture, it says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. But then it goes on to say, follow my ways and you will be safe. You will be blessed. I will be a wing that you can hide under, and I will protect you. We can't rely on our politicians to protect us, even if you agree with them. Because they're just another puppet in the game. This is taking place now, right now, right now. This came out December 19th, 2019, 2 days ago. And we're just going to see these outbreaks of Ebola coming. And there was just a breakout just recently, another one in Africa, that this supposedly different drug helped people. And even people in Africa where they're dealing with Ebola are literally refusing to take the vaccine. Because they haven't been brainwashed by society. So here you have a deadly outbreak of a deadly disease. And you have people refusing it because they're not letting anyone inject anything in their body. Oh, and I don't know where the people are, but I'm sure they're out there. I just got to do a little research and find them, the people that have been completely exposed to somebody with Ebola. And guess what they didn't get? Guess what they didn't get? Exactly. But we need to research and understand about the history about Ebola and everything else. And that's what's going on, folks. Access denied without the chip. Access denied if you don't have on the chip that you've been vaccinated. Access denied, forget about from computers and everything else, from your own children. What are you going to do when they take away your children if you and your children do not get vaccinated and chipped? And people want to go to the hospital to have their babies and so on, and trying to make and get an outlawed to have midwives and stuff. What are people going to do when they have a baby and they're ready to chip the baby and vaccinate the baby, and you say, oh no, I don't want that to happen. And the doctor says, well, are you chipped? Are you vaccinated? And you said, absolutely not. And then they say, well, here's your choice. You both get chipped, or number one, you go to jail and your baby's getting chipped and vaccinated and going to somebody else who agrees with that. What are you going to do then? If you don't think that's coming, that day is coming, you're deceived, tremendously deceived. So it's a serious thing, folks. It's a serious thing. And we need to wake up about it. So I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming soon, sooner than I even thought. 2020, I thought early to mid 2020, but now it's coming, you know. We'll see it even sooner. We'll see it even sooner. So stop following the advice here. Yes, eating the right diet. Eating the right diet will definitely make a difference. Will definitely help. And so there's your warning, folks. There it is. Look it up for yourself online. About the vaccine coming and what's going on with that. And just do the research. All right, everybody, put your comments and questions below, please. Wherever you're watching this, subscribe to this channel, but more important, go to the website, rawlifehealthshow.com, to keep in touch with me, rawlifehealthshow.com. For some reason, if I'm you don't see me making videos, or don't see me, that's sometimes happens when you speak out about these things. But you know what? I got to give you guys the warning that I know that's going to happen, and I'm not worried at all about that. But keep in touch with me if you can, and you know, it's not even about, you know, eating animals versus not eating animals. But I promise you, they are pumping things in these animals that people are eating when they eat them. I'm telling you, the safest way you're going to do is, as it says, grow your own food, grow your own gardens, and eat the food that they produce. That's it. That's what you got to do. All right, everybody. Hang in there and be safe. Have a good day, everybody, and please share this video. It's so important to share. Please share this video wherever you're seeing it. All right, thank you.